This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You're going to think this is so funny, DZ, because I found probably 25 DMs on the Kiss Instagram of people who had written in for Am I the Jerk yesterday.
You were saying that there was a whole stack.
So basically, we have a bunch that we need to get to now I had totally missed. You can always send them in. You can email them, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into the DMs.
It's safe.
This one comes from Emily. She doesn't say to keep herself anonymous, so I'm not gonna.
Bet.
And I looked to see, I asked her one question after I told her we were going to use it today, and she wrote back, so I have all the info here. Okay, here's what she says.
Let's get it.
Am I the jerk request, Allie and DZ? My fiance asked me if he could use my car to pick up a friend to bring him to the airport. My fiance's truck needs an emissions test done, so he didn't feel comfortable driving his own vehicle because he didn't want it to get pulled over. I, of course, told him he could use my car to bring his friend to the airport. Mind you, his friend offered to pay him $80 to bring him 30 minutes away when he came back.
Oh, wow. He offered you, well, dang.
But he also asked him to take him far away, like drive me 30 minutes out.
Fair. Yeah.
She said, I got in my car and I was at a half tank of gas, knowing I had more gas in my car. So I asked my fiance if he put gas in my car, which he replied, no.
Nope.
Am I the jerk for thinking he should have at least put $10 or $20 back into my tank? Because I allowed him to use my car and he got paid from his friend? Emily. So she wants to know, am I the jerk for the request for thinking he should have filled up my tank? So then I wrote her back and I said, just a quick question, because I know it will come up on the air. Is your car too old to use on these long trips or just not as nice? And she said, mine's a 2012 and his is a 2015. That was all I needed to know, because I knew we would speculate and come up with all these branches of am I the jerk and confuse our own selves.
Comparables, right.
So that's Emily's question today. Is she the jerk for expecting him to have filled up the tank knowing he got paid to drive this friend and he used her car?
And he for sure got paid. This wasn't like he offered him money, 80 bucks, and as a friend you're like, no.
She said, mind you, his friend offered to pay him $80.
Did he take the 80? That's a difference, right? To me, there's a little bit of a difference there. If he didn't take the money.
He did.
Let's assume he did.
Because that's, why else would she be mad?
Why else would she include that?
Right, exactly.
Right? So let's assume he got the 80.
If you take my car and somebody pays you $80 and you use up my gas and don't even put some in, I'm mad.
Are you?
Yes. Why would you take my car?
Your significant other, though.
Yes.
Not a friend.
Yes.
Person you live with.
Yes. Hudson. Yes. When my kids get a car, yes.
You expected them to fill it up.
If they, you're right. It is a significant other. Yes.
Because think about it. It's not like they haven't put gas in the car. It's not like they won't.
We assume they haven't.
We assume. But then you're going, yeah, they didn't do it this one time. And they didn't leave you on E. You got to half tank, bruh.
Yeah, but come on.
Most of us live at half tank 90% of the time anyway or lower.
You think she's being stingy?
I wouldn't say stingy. I just feel like she was expecting something that wasn't communicated. She didn't go, okay, then gas my car up. She just thought he'd do it, and he didn't. So now she's going, huh, wow, used up my gas.
She's actually. It sounds like she's mad he got paid and didn't share any of the money with her.
Kinda. A little bit? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah.
I was call her Emissions Emily, but she's not the one that needs the emissions tester. Nah. Her guy does.
No, Emissions Emily is her name just because it... No, that was too good. It relates. It goes with it. Emissions Emily.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for thinking that her boyfriend, or fiance should have filled up her tank after he used her car to drive a friend to the airport. He used her car because he needed an emissions test, even though her car is older. Mm-hmm. And basically, she wants to know, should he have put money in because the friend gave him $80?
Friend gave him $80, but did you say something? Some of that 80's got to go back in my tank.
I don't think she's the jerk.
Is it the courteous thing? Would I have expected it to? Probably.
Yes.
Do I think I would have been mad? No. I think she's the jerk. I think she's the jerk.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is Emissions Emily the jerk for expecting her fiance to fill up her tank after he got paid to drive someone with her car? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Emissions Emily, like emissions test, wants to know if she's a jerk for thinking that her fiance should have filled up her tank after he used her car to drive a friend to the airport and the friend paid him $80.
$80.
Zilla is calling in Whitewater this morning.
I can't wait. Zilla.
Zilla.
What's happening?
What up, Dad? All right, is Emissions Emily a jerk or not the jerk?
No, she's not the jerk. It is like a well-known fact. You borrow somebody's car, you bring it back with a full tank.
This ain't U-Haul, man.
But it's her fiance. That's what DZ was saying. It's like literally somebody you live with.
He's going to gas it up in a couple days anyway, bro. He ain't have time and he didn't want to or something. I don't know. Come on, Zilla.
So you're telling me you ain't ever take your wife's car and you brought it back, have a tank, she gave it to you with a full tank? You're going to hear about that for a week.
Zilla, this isn't about me.
It's about
Emissions Emily, okay? But you going not the jerk for being mad at it, huh?
Not at all, because she could have been like, no, take your car, get the ticket. It's going to cost him more than the $80 that he made off of it. He could have topped it off real quick.
You're right. She was thinking about him because he was worried about getting pulled over because he needs an emissions test, sure, et cetera.
Sure.
So she was going, I'm looking out for you, and then you can't even fill my tank with the $80 you made or take me out to dinner or something?
All right, you're making too much sense. Okay.
Wait, they live together, so their money technically...
It's tied. They're already engaged, bro. That 80's probably going towards the wedding fund.
Screw that, I'm with Zilla.
Y'all are making too much sense.
We still keep money separate. Me and my wife keep our money separate.
Fair. We can't assume everybody's... Yeah. Okay,
well,
Zilla.
As a divorced person, if you ever get divorced, you're screwed either way, so they're taking half your money because that's the law, but have a good day,
Join
Zilla.
Accounts or not.
I'm not triggered at all.
This man, he kicks it off, though, says, no, I'm not the jerk. Stay mad, Mom.
Bye.
You too, man. Good. He was good.
He was a character.
Call again, Zilla.
Definitely.
Zilla the killer.
Ashley's in Kenosha this morning. Let's see which way she's going. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. So is Emily the jerk for being mad and thinking that he should have filled up the tank?
Absolutely not. Just like the caller before, it is just common courtesy. And why is it that when it's your spouse, oh, now I don't have to fill up because our money's all together. Like, it's just the courtesy to stop at the gas station since you're the one who used her car.
Even though it's half a tank. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Playing devil's advocate here. Had the light been on, had he barked back on E, different story.
Yeah, yeah.
She's still getting around most of the state before she's got to gas up.
Right.
She's okay.
Right.
She is okay, but she still is going to have to stop at the gas station sooner than she would have.
True.
And she was already looking out for you, just like
fair.
You guys said before.
Okay,
you
know fair. What?
And you're right.
Out for his well-being. So it should be reciprocated.
You know, oh, now she's a martyr?
Yes, she is, actually. She donated her car for him.
Oh, that was a donation.
You know what?
How is he homeless?
Just, I don't know, in our mind he is. Ashley had me, or she had me when she said, eventually the gas is going to run out, and she's going to think, well, I would have had 3 days more he not used half my gas, so you're going to be mad.
I can't argue that one, now. Mm-hmm. I can't argue that one, because, yeah.
Listen, it's all about the little things for me, and no, it is not the end of the world, as I'm being triggered to make it seem, okay?
Like it's the end of the world? Okay, I was just about to say.
No,
okay.
We're all triggered.
Is it the principle?
It is the reciprocity of the little things. The little things go such a long way.
Is this an unspoken rule, then, that if you let somebody borrow your car, you're expecting them to put gas in it? Because I've never had that unspoken rule in my body.
You should just be thoughtful and do it. You don't have to, but you should.
The offer's nice.
You have to fill it up.
But just put something in it.
You could have done with that 80
bucks before you used it.
Yeah, drop me 20 of that 80, man.
Seriously.
Oh, dang it.
Okay. Or at least take me out for dinner. I mean, come on.
I don't want to agree with y'all. No. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do this.
Wait, hold on, though. The only thing we should take into account is, did she, I don't remember what she wrote in there. Why did I feel like they normally take his car? So what about all the times he drives, technically?
I wonder why they need an emissions test. He's probably the one driving 99% of the time in his whip. Ain't it? Emissions. Emily. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Ashley. Have
Thank
a good day.
You, bye.
Appreciate you. Bye.
I don't know. Saucy Sandra's on the phone next, and we already have two Not the Jerks. I will be surprised if she doesn't sweep it up this morning.
Saucy's going to say jerk.
You think?
Nah, she's got to say jerk.
Saucy.
She's different.
Hey, my friends. Bring out that broom.
Oh, sweep, vacuum.
That's it.
Okay. So she is not the jerk for several different reasons.
Go on.
First off, at a half a tank of gas, your vehicle, the gas goes a heck of a lot quicker from a half a tank to E than it does from full to half.
Is that right?
This is true.
Is that like a fact?
That's number one.
Gas consumption happens quicker. Yeah.
You guys are the car people, so you guys would know.
I'm not going to get into the science, but yes, less full, gas goes quicker. Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got
Secondly, even if he didn't get paid for it, she was looking out for him and said, yeah, you can borrow my car.
But that's part of being in a relationship, right?
That's
and
a team.
And, you know, I'm on your side, Saucy, actually, which is funny.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at the same time, you do things for each other and you don't expect this is, you
yeah,
know.
But she wrote in like she was writing about a homie, not her future husband. Like, that's why I'm like, come on.
Even then, I still feel as though it's kind of common courtesy and it's a little bit rude to borrow somebody's car, even if it is your significant other, and then leave them with less gas than they even started with,
you know,
when they weren't even using their vehicle for something that they needed to do.
You know what's so
they
funny?
Were allowing you to use it.
The friend was more thoughtful than her dude was, because the friend the friend gave 80 bucks.
Yes.
You should have gave the 80 to her. You should have gave her the 80.
If the friend didn't give him the 80 bucks, the friend was still a heck of a lot more thoughtful than her fiance. Maybe she should rethink her fiance.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. Now we're going too far, you guys. Now we're going too far. And I'm the one who breaks up with everybody. But
now we're breaking up, Saucy. What happened?
That's it. I'm out of here.
Bye,
Sauce.
Bye.
Peace, G. Much love,
bro. We're talking about ending of an engagement over $80.
Saucy said, cut it. He's not going to put gas in your car. He ain't going to put gas in your soul. Leave that man.
You guys are killing me right now. Okay, well, clean sweep.
Wow.
Not the jerk.